Chance, enjoy your evening with the Eagles.
I will.
Take it easy. Mm-hmm. Desperado.
I have a peaceful, easy feeling about it.
You're learning.
Mm-hmm.
You are learning. Let's finish with old man Doug. Hello, Doug.
Gary, did you know you said that Creighton was in the Missouri Valley?
Yes. You know why? And you know why I said that? Because I was responding to someone about Belmont going to the Missouri Valley Conference, so I had it in the brain.
I just had to give you a hard time about that.
Wow. But you know what? If they were in the Missouri Valley Conference, I would pick them number one this year.
As
slightly
a,
ahead of Drake.
A loyal Jasker, I think the Huskers are at least going to be favored in that game this year. If McGowan's is a true five-star player, they're only going to get to enjoy him for 1 year. Creighton's, I think, just a little more than a little better than 500 team.
Really?
They've got a lot of talent. I just think they're so young.
Yeah, I think, you know what, because of past history, probably about a 3 or 4 point spread for that game, it's this time, you know, being so early, so McGowan's is still going to get his feet on the ground and the freshman for Creighton, so it's probably going to look disjointed. Those two teams will look nothing like what you hope they look like by February 1, but I think you wait on Creighton and see what they're like, you know, the 1st of February. I mean, the beginning of the Big East Conference is going to be a little bit difficult on guys trying to figure out rotations, chemistry. But I think get them to February 1 and they got their feet on the ground, then they can kind of start to take off.
I mean, how I look at Nebraska or Hoiberg as an example, I hope for the Husker basketball fans this isn't true, but, you know, really his trajectory right now is very comparable to Scott Frost. If you think about it, I mean, he kind of caught lightning in a bottle at Iowa State. I mean, he did well there, right? Frost did well at Central Florida. He went to the NBA, didn't do as well. Again, there's more than one reason why that didn't happen. But and then he comes back here, and really, you can't say he's performed at a high level yet. Even though he's had some talent deficit, I think his roster management, I think he's relying too much on transfers, but I argue with people about that all the time. And
well, I think he's making the transition, Doug. You know, at Iowa State, he was able to blend. That's how he started, and then he was able to blend in some top high school players. He's always going to rely on transfers, but here he's relying on them, but their recruiting is a lot better. They're willing to go into the weeds. He has a track record at this level, but he's at a place that hasn't had a track record. But I'll give him a pass on last year. That was a COVID year. That was a Teddy Allen year. He fixed things, but they've got to be in the bubble discussion on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the getting old and staying old, and I think it's actually true in football. Look at Nebraska's defense this year. I think it's been pretty good.
Agreed.
And you get a team like Ohio State. The only team that hasn't caught up to yet is Alabama, and it probably never will. They recruited such a out-of-this-world level. But, you know, in basketball, I think it's caught up to Kentucky and Duke. The last couple of years, they haven't been too spiffy. The one and done's, I think, you know, have and look at Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga's got that perfect blend, and you know they'll get a transfer here and there, but primarily they're building from the ground up.
Yeah, their recruiting it's never been like it is now, but they still have that Timmy, that third or fourth year guy that is sticking around. That they'll have a couple of starters that are a little bit older. Yeah, Gonzaga has the perfect blend. You're right, Doug. Doug, thanks for the call. And again, I apologize for saying that Creighton was not in the Missouri Valley Conference. That was not a slight. But I'm talking to somebody about Belmont going to the Missouri Valley Conference. The Ohio Valley Conference has just fallen apart. So I had Missouri Valley Conference on the brain. Creighton, I think, will be probably preseason 7th in the Big East, especially when you look at they lost the production that they did from this past season. Basketball is here. We'll sample it in a little bit. Robin Washington will join us tomorrow. We'll talk about the expectations that are through the roof for Bryce McGowan's. Wow. People are excited because you don't know what to expect. And you know another thing about basketball being back is all these Midnight Madnesses are back. Run DMC is performing for KU this year. No Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg and stripper poles. Instead, it'll be Run DMC is performing for KU's Late Night at the Fog. And Nebraska has their weekend this weekend with G Herbo, who you'll probably be listening to before you go into the Eagles concert tonight, right?
Yeah, I'll be listening to that before I'm already gone.
Have a good time tonight. I expect a full report tomorrow. Big thanks to everybody that joined us today. Andy Kendi, Tom Chattel, all of you. We're back again tomorrow at 10 with another edition on a Mailbag Wednesday of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.